Hi, I'm Chase Bunker, but you're not here for me. You're here for my guest. He is a very popular stand-up comedian. You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 31st. Tickets on sale now. Welcome back, Brad Williams. Brad, how are you?
Doing great, and yes, what a way to ring in the new year than to just have a dwarf tell you jokes. That's some king stuff right there.
Exactly.
You know, you're just like sitting there, how should I celebrate the new year? Should I do it like I normally do, just be on the couch? Should I spend way too much money for a party where you got to get dressed up and they charge you like three times the amount for some cheap champagne? No, buy a ticket to see me, a dwarf tell jokes at my normal ticket price, ring in the year laughing. The show starts at 9. You're in bed by midnight. I'm doing it for the 40-year-olds out there. All right? And that's my sell. And if right now you're thinking, well, this name Brad Williams, I'm not quite sure about this name. Have you seen a dwarf on Instagram tell you jokes? If you have, that's me.
I like how this kind of turned into a how are you and then into just a straight Billy Mays promotion. But wait, there's more. Don't have the bad alcohol at this New Year's Eve party. Get the good alcohol over at the Florida Theater where you can also see Brad Williams, where tickets are on sale now.
And if you buy now, we will throw in. No, we're not going to throw anything. Just the ticket.
That would be something. Just like all of a sudden, you just start seeing comedians like, buy now, you can also get this nifty keychain.
I mean, that would actually make sense to me because my wife described me as the world's largest keychain. so that's her joke, not even mine. That is a good lesson for you young bucks out there. Marry funny, and that goes for the men, it goes for the women, whether you're into women, marry funny. I couldn't be with someone that was a wet blanket of improv where instead of yes and, it was no but. I could not do that. So, marry funny, everybody.
Exactly. And do you get some of your stuff from her? Like, if she does, like, sometimes when I think of jokes, it would be something like, oh, my wife did this, and I just thought it was very funny, and you turn it into a bit. Do you often, like, whenever she does stuff, you're like, oh, I can't wait to use this as a bit?
Oh, yes. To the point where now she will, like, mid-fight, okay? Like, mid-fight. She'll say something and she'll realize what she just said. And then in the moment, she'll be like, and this is not for the stage. And I'm like, I'm like, but that's what pays the bills.
It's like the reporter's off the record. Like, oh yeah, by the way, this is off the record. Ah, crap. I can't say it. It's like, oh, you can't use this as a bit. Ah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, but so far so good. And by the way, shout out to Jacksonville. Props to you guys, because I watched the football games the other day, and Duval is freaking winning the division.
I know. First off, good job on actually nailing the Duval champ, because first off, Liam Cohen obviously couldn't the first time around.
That is a sound drop that'll never die. That and I know exactly the one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's in his introductory press conference, and he hits it with a Duval.
That's such a great impression of it, too. He could be a Hall of Fame coach. He could surpass Don Shula and be like the winningest coach ever. That sound will never escape him.
No, never. Absolutely not. That is right up there with Brian Kelly when he got the LSU job, going into a Louisiana accent guy that has never been, like, only played football games in the South, but certainly not from there.
It reminds me, and I have this weird thing where if I'm around accents long enough, I will accidentally just mimic them. And so, like, if I'm around, like, British people long enough, like, I'll do more British. If I'm around Southern people long enough, I'll do a Southern accent. I think that's what happened with Brian Kelly before that, was that he was around, like, the most Cajun Louisiana people, and it just happened to just come out during the, like, introductory, like, moment at the game.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing where you talked about, do you get material from your wife, and we talked about accents. My wife is Chinese. Her family is from Wisconsin. So I get Chinese with a Wisconsin accent. And if, I mean, let's just say my nether regions are very confused, because that's not exactly it's not exactly the sexiest accent when I'm expecting me so horny, and instead I get, oh yeah, right there, you betcha, go Pat, go. Like, that's not, it's so frustrating. Like, I'm thinking I'm getting this ultra fantasy. I'm thinking I'm going to get soup-filled dumplings, and instead, I just got those cheese curds. They're just delightful. It's weird. But you know what? That is life. You love who you love, and that started off weird. It became charming. But yeah, I've been to Jacksonville a few times. I've been to the Florida Theater before. I know how to say the Duval, and I will be reserving two tickets for the cons for both Tony and his father. So
that's really nice of you.
Yeah. Well, I know times are tough.
Yeah.
For them, I don't know if that big old yacht is going to be going out there on New Year's Eve that they have parked in the harbor. But I will be reserving too, because I'm a fan of Tony and him running AEW, and good old number one on the Jags, Travis. Is it ATN?
Travis ATN. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing well for my fantasy team. So yes, both the cons are invited to my show. December 31st at the Florida Theater.
Let's stick with football right now, because last time you were on, we talked about the Broncos free agency, and you're like, they got some pieces. They need help at wide receiver. At your own biased fandom moment where you pray to Tim Tebow every morning.
I do.
Did you ever expect them to not only be ahead of the Chiefs, but also be number one in the AFC?
Man. You know what? Here's the only, I'm not going to be revisionist history and say, yeah, I expected it. And yes, for those who don't know, I'm a lifelong diehard Denver Bronco fan, named my daughter after my favorite Bronco player of all time. That's right. Sammy Winder Williams. That is my daughter's name.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Demarius.
Yes, Demarius Williams. Yeah, let's go. And in addition to being a dwarf that tells jokes, after every Bronco win, I post a video of me dancing on the Jumbotron to the song Pink Pony Club, which gets some views every single time. Now, I'm fully aware that the Broncos play the Jags December 21st in Denver. I know this is happening. So if you don't want to buy tickets for my show because of that small fact, okay, I'm not going to change your mind. But just letting you know that those sports allegiances are aware. Here's my thing about the current state of football is the last 2 years, one of the big complaints that everybody had was that you're showing Taylor Swift too much.
Mm-hmm.
You're showing Taylor Swift too much. But now is the time when they should be showing her. I don't want to see her clapping with Blake Lively in the suite and high-fiving whatever celebrity of the moment that's trying to get a little Taylor Swift rub on their fame who's in the suite with them last week. No. I want to see them when Travis Kelce bobbles a ball from Patrick Mahomes like he did against the Texans and just gets drilled in the chest. That's when I want to see the Taylor cam. That's when I want to see her just sobbing, going, oh no, Travis, oh no, please shake it off. Shake it off, Travis. That's when I want to see it. I want the 24-hour Taylor cam now that the Chiefs aren't as good. That's what I want, man.
What's funny is, like, when they showed that visual of Travis Kelce with, like, his head laid back and just, like, this ultimate, like, exhausted look on his face, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's going to be everywhere now. That's going to be the image.
Oh, yeah, that's what you have when you have that level of fame, see? I have a great level of fame. I go outside, and if people know who I am, they come up, they say, hey, we love your work. Occasionally, they think I'm Peter Dinklage. Whatever. It's fine. I don't want that level of fame. What if I'm in my car, and I think I'm all by myself, and I go up my nose and start digging for gold? I don't want that to be a meme. I don't want that to be out there. So yeah, I like this current level of fame, and if you want to see what got me this current level of fame, December 31st, Florida Theater, Seamless plug. Seamless. I'm a damn professional.
Just seamless. Billy Mays is just smiling down upon you with this level of plug right now. That is just.
I'm working on that beard, man. I got to get the Billy Mays black hair dye to really get it going. I need a jet black, but yeah, it's I don't want that level of fame. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for people being happy. If Travis and Taylor want to, you know, go up into the sunset, but I know the commentators were like, man, you just see the realization on Travis's face that it's over, that he's missing the playoffs, that he's losing. And I go, man, you get me married to a billionaire, you try to remove the smile from my face. Try.
Mm-hmm.
I challenge you. I guarantee I'll just be wiping my face with money and just, oh, look at that smile. Just comes right back. Oh, I lost a football game? Cool. I'll hop on a private jet and go to Ibiza.
that has to be like, that's the thing is like, no matter what, like Travis Kelce just wins. Like, he could like suck for the rest of his career and just have like pretty much go of like the Aguilar meme of just like dropping everything. He still wins.
Yeah. Yeah, he still wins. He's got three Super Bowls. He's got a billionaire fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, he has to suffer through that music, and that's fine. That's mm-hmm. okay. That music does bring some people joy, and if it brings you joy, rock on. I prefer Jack White. That's just me. But I will say that the guy's winning, and that's why find whatever that thing is that makes you happy. If listening to Taylor Swift makes you happy, by all means, please do it. As long as it's not hurting other people, then just go out there and enjoy yourself. What makes me happy right now is laughing at Travis Kelce. That's what makes me happy. So that's what I'm enjoying doing. And that's what, as Jaguar fans of the area, as me as a Bronco fan, that's the thing that binds us together, is that we can both look at each other and say, yeah, but at least the Chiefs are dead.
Exactly. We've all come together in hatred. And isn't that yep. just great?
It's wonderful. People say hatred divides. I disagree.
It's like, you obviously don't know sports hatred.
Yeah. If you find a good thing to hate together, oh, that's a wow. What a thing that could bring people together.
Every time Alabama loses, the world just comes together.
1,000%. Are you kidding me? That was just wild seeing them get kicked in the teeth against Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. And what's fun is the same thing that we got with now the Chiefs fans and now the Alabama fans, where it's like, you are not allowed to be mad at your team. You got a historic run. Then you got that very few people. Talk to a Lions fan. Talk to a Jags fan. Talk to anyone that's been a fan of a team. You know what I mean? Because that's the other thing, to go back to the Taylor Swift thing. A lot of Swifties became a fan of the Chiefs 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl in their first year of fandom. In the second year of fandom, they got to the Super Bowl. Sure, they didn't win it, but they still got there. And now, the Swifties know what it's like to be a real fan. Because now you got to be down in the dumps with your team, okay? I know, Jags fans, you've been there. You had a good start in the Mark Brunell years. You know, you had some excitement, and then you had a lot of down in the dumps, okay? But, you know, you had a little sparks every now and then with a Maurice Jones-Drew, but you were down in the dumps, and now you guys are back with it. Blake Bortles is not at quarterback. So I think you guys have a puncher's chance this NFL season. Anyone's beaten anybody this year. So it's fun that you guys can say that you're in first, you're a playoff team, and you're bringing some excitement back to Duval. See, I say it better. I say it better than your coach. Duval. Weird.
Stand-up comedian and secret Jaguars historian Brad Williams joins us. I can also say this as a Buccaneers fan. Yeah, I know a lot about the depression. Like, we have a high now, but man, those lows were, ugh, I try to always keep that in the back of my mind just to, you know, keep myself grounded a little bit.
Hey, man, that's what it does for you. And you know, it's not like So whereas if you're a fan of the Denver Broncos and in general teams of Denver, you got the Colorado Avalanche, they're doing well. You got the Nuggets that are doing well. And then you got the Rockies that are just, they exist.
They exist.
So and it's not even like Jacksonville really has that. They have the Jags. That's what they got. They don't have the other teams to lean on. I guess it's SEC football country, so you are a lot of Florida Gator fans down there, but and various other teams in the SEC. But you know that's the pro team of the area. So I totally respect Jags fans because they have been through it, and now your owner with the curly mustache, he's doing well. Your coach is doing well. Looks like it was a good hire, and I think it's a lot of fun when a team like Jacksonville is good.
There's also the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, who are the minor league baseball affiliate for the Marlins, and they actually just won a AAA championship for the first time. So there's some winning.
No kidding.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
It was in Vegas, and I don't want to spoil it for you in case you actually do want to watch it, but like that game was actually incredible.
How am I not a fan of a team that are called the Jumbo Shrimp? That is amazing. I am 4'4". I should be wearing Jumbo Shrimp merchandise wherever I go. That is awesome.
We should make a push now to just like have you just be like the honorary like Jumbo Shrimp ambassador.
Dude, let's make it happen. I will literally fly out from California. I will leave my hot Chinese wife and my wonderful daughter just to be out there and throw out a first pitch for a Jumbo Shrimp game. Let's make this happen. All right. I'm praying to all that is Tony Baselli that I could be out there for some Jumbo Shrimp action. That sounds awesome.
You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 31st. Tickets on sale now. You were mentioning being out in public and just like the level of fame compared to like Taylor Swift and all that. Do you ever feel like when you're out in public that you always just have to be on?
Yeah, there's a part of me where, because I know, I'm not comparing myself to Michael Jordan at all, but Michael Jordan always dressed really nice. He kind of ushered in the whole wearing suits to the game and stuff. And the reason why is he said that it's today somebody's going to meet Michael Jordan for the first time. And so he wants that to be a memorable experience for that person. I know that when people meet me out in public, they know me as being a funny guy. So I should have a couple of zingers. Now, if I'm with my family, you're probably not going to get those zingers. But I'm trying not to expose them to that at this point. But if you catch me alone, oh, man. Oh, I'll let fly. You want me to roast a random friend on a FaceTime? Let's do it, okay? I'm totally fine with that. But, I know that I kind of have that expectation of you got to be on. And thankfully, my quote-unquote being on is to make other people laugh and to bring joy to people. I'm totally fine doing that.
It seems like you have like kind of the opposite response for a lot of people when it comes to meeting them. Because I feel like when a lot of people like meet stand-up comedians, they'll always say, oh, just tell me a joke. Oh, can you say a joke? Yeah. And it's just like, what are they, a clown or something? Like what?
Yeah, it's like I'm not a one-liner guy, so I'm not going to be like Mark Norman or like the great Stephen Wright or anything like that. Mine's more long-form storytelling. So if you ever say, "Hey, you're a comic, tell me a joke," I'll always ask, "Well, what is your job?" And then whatever your job is, when you do your job for free, I'll do my job for free. How about that?
Exactly. That is it's tough. I feel like also long-form storytelling is also becoming the more popular thing now in comedy, which is funny because I remember when I was first starting out, a friend of mine got me a book, and it just said, never tell stories. It's like, well, this book got outdated fast.
Well, that's why when people ask me for advice if they want to get into stand-up, I always tell them, like, I'll tell you what I think, but just know it's not carved in stone. Like, now you can get famous getting on Kill Tony. Mm-hmm. You can get famous just putting your sets online. You never know what's going to go viral. There was a comedian who one or two years ago, her first name is Ariel, I think. She got a beer thrown at her while stage, and then she grabbed the beer and chugged it, and now she's a really funny comic, but that was the launching point for her to get into headlining. So you never know what's going to happen. So I could give you advice, but just throw stuff out there. You never know what's going to stick. I mean, I never knew what bits were going to be my quote unquote most famous bits, but now I'll be darned if my DMs aren't filled with tiny urinals. Everyone just sends me photos of tiny urinals because I did a joke about how there's always a tiny urinal in a men's bathroom, and that's my urinal as a dwarf. That is my urinal. That is not your urinal. I know you like to do it because it's the only time your penis looks big. That is not your urinal. It's mine. And now I get DMs of all these tiny urinals, people in bathrooms. I'm like, man, I should have done more jokes about cocaine and boobs.
It's funny, I know the exact bit that you're talking about because it popped in my head the other day. Or actually, like anytime I see like a tiny urinal, I'm like, not supposed to go there. That's not mine.
Yeah, that's my legacy. Everyone thinks that like, you know what was the old thing? Like you're a kid and you're in the dark and you say Candyman like three times and then he shows up. That's the thing about the tiny urinal. Everyone thinks like, ooh, if you pee in the tiny urinal in the men's bathroom, Brad Williams shows up and R. Kelly's your leg.
What a direction this turned. You can see him at the Florida Theater on December 31st. Tickets on sale now. I know that you've done a lot of touring throughout the years. I know the last time we talked, you were in, you're doing Orlando and Gainesville. Now you're doing Jacksonville. I don't know if you ever sleep, but what is the weirdest place you've ever done stand-up?
The weirdest place I've ever done stand-up. Wow. There's a few of them. I always say Shreveport was up there, but the absolute weirdest place I've ever done stand-up, there was a guy who's like a hedge fund multimillionaire, and he really liked my comedy, but he lives in China, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he flew me out to China to do a show at his birthday party that was held in like a dumpling restaurant in one of those private rooms, like all the way to China. You think I'm going to do this like huge gig or whatever? Nah, I'm basically in the Chinese version of Applebee's, you know, just like doing stand up for a party of 12, just 12 people.
Oh.
And now don't get me wrong. Paycheck was great. I'm not going to sweat that paycheck, but that was one of the weirder ones where that was a bad one. Now, one that didn't go well at all, I did a college gig one time where they had the stage in the middle of like their quad or like where everyone would be walking, and then there were no chairs set up and there were no people sitting. And they told me, okay, start the show. And I'm like, I'm not going to start the show. There's no one here. And they go, no, you're going to start talking and then people will stop. And then they will, like, stop and then enjoy the show. I'm like, that's not going to happen. People are walking to go to class. They're going to go to a date. They're going to a meeting. They're going to something. They're not just going to be like, dwarf telling jokes. Let me cop a squat for 10, 20 minutes. No. And sure enough, that did not happen. I was yelling at the top of my lungs trying to get some attention. People were just walking by going, I'm pretty sure that guy is in the early stages of fentanyl.
Do you remember which college this was?
Yeah, this was Cal State Fullerton. Cal State Fullerton out in Orange County, California, known for their baseball team. That's where it was, and I'm pretty sure they have a plaque right on that spot and said Brad Williams bombed horribly here at this date in 2005.
Is that the worst place though that you've bombed?
Worst place I've ever bombed was a wedding.
Was it a best man speech?
No. I've done one best man speech in my life. That went well. It was someone hired me to do stand-up at their wedding. And, okay, so get this, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm going on after the maid of honor. That's when I go on. So the maid of honor is pretty much like an opening act. I'm thinking, cool, she'll sprinkle in some jokes, and then I'll go on. No, because literally the week before the wedding, the mother of the bride unfortunately passed away.
No.
And this is her sister who's the maid of honor. And she gives a speech that is, God bless her, it was wonderful. It was emotional. It was tear-jerking. You don't have a heart if you didn't squirt some out of your eyes after hearing this speech. So she does that speech. She raises the glass. She says, "And we know, Mom, you're looking down and at your daughter who looks beautiful and blah blah blah." And not a dry eye in the house. And then my literal intro. I am not exaggerating anything. My literal intro after she said, "Raise a glass to Mom," was, "And now the comedy of Brad Williams." Are you ready to laugh? That, my friend, was the worst gig ever. So, that's a long way from the Florida theater, and that's why I will welcome the wonderful audiences of Duval County at the Florida Theater, December 31st, ringing in the new year, because it's not a wedding where I have to follow a tearjerker speech.
I mean, he just said it right there. Again, you can see him at the Florida Theater December 31st. Tickets on sale now. Brad Williams, thanks a lot for coming on.
Hey, man. Thank you so much. Good talking with you. And we will do it again sometime.
Definitely.